In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, begin our afternoon prayer. Let's sing hymn 388. I like the sitting style. Now you are sitting now. Yeah. So remember your place, remember your neighbor, and from Monday, during my class, other class I don't mind, but during my class, you must sit where you are, more close to my heart. I like this hymn so much. This is another my favorite. Why? Because here tells us, near to the heart of God. Sometimes we think, prayer. What is a good prayer? How do we touch God in our prayer? I think this hymn gives us some very good suggestion. Of course, sometimes when we pray, especially after we are so far from God and come back immediately, we'll kind of feel emotionally attached. We'll cry in tears. We'll shake more. We will feel more special during the prayer. But is it the only way to define a good prayer? I don't think so, because actually the more we are closer to God, actually the more we will find just close to God doesn't mean every time in tears or shaking or anytime see vision. Of course, when we just first come to believe or God wants to encourage us somehow, we can see some special thing. But if every time giving you vision, I think you're also quite tired. So not every time. So don't expect every time I'm being special. Good. This is a prayer of quiet rest near the heart of God. So how do we know we are nearer and nearer to God? We are 1 week here now. Now compare to the first day you arrived, do you feel more quiet? More quiet rest in your heart? Maybe the first day you come here, you think about family, your other engagement, your other troubles. Now you've been here 1 week now. Does the word of God cleanse you? Now you are more quiet. When you're at home, every day you have to watch TV, every day you have to go online so that your heart will be satisfied. Otherwise, if you one day you not go online, I think your whole body is itching. What am I doing now? But here, 1 week, no online. Hopefully, unless you do it secretly. But how do you feel now? Do you feel more satisfied? You have no newspaper, no magazine, no sport magazine, no ladies magazine, no other worldly friends beside you. And how do you feel now? Do you feel more quiet and closer to God? If you do have this sense of quietness, I think we are closer to God than 1 week ago. It all depends on how our heart long. If we long for God's peace, God will give you peace. What is peace? Peace doesn't mean you must see a light to be peace. Peace means you don't feel any kind of disturb. There's no other attraction, no other stimulation here, but you are still happy. This is called peace. When I go to Africa, there's nothing there. You cannot just, especially go to village. What do you do there? After service, just sit under the tree, hear the breeze. The breeze will blow all the sugarcane field, and you can hear all the sounds, and you can see the cow making some funny sounds beside you. And all the ants on the ground, and you see the chicken walking around. Nothing special, no TV, no internet, no nothing. But hey, you see, after service, you just sit there, do nothing. And sometimes open the Bible, just read a passage, and you can reread it once again, even though you've read it 1,000 times before. But when your heart is so peaceful, you sit down, you felt very different. And I think this is called near the heart of God, because God is peace. Peace means you're not disturbed. I'm sure if, before we come here, I tell you to sit, not moving, I just sit in your chair, on a table, not moving for 1 hour. I think it's very difficult without a TV or without online. But now you've been doing well. You've been sitting here, how many hours now? Sitting in this bench for more than 50 hours. So I think our heart should be quieter. Now, if you think your heart is still not very quiet, I think it's a good way to pray. Oh, Jesus, I'm here now. I'm trying, but help me. I want to be quiet in my heart. Quiet doesn't mean you don't say anything. Now you're quiet, but doesn't mean your heart is quiet. But quiet is an inner stage the peace nearer to the heart of God. And also verse 2 tells us, there is a place of comfort, sweet. Now you come here 1 week now, do you feel more comfort than 1 week ago? Of course, God will not every time appear to you in vision, say, hey, you're doing well, keep on, don't doze off during the class. No, God will not talk to us directly, but do you feel the angels around? Where are the angels? Beside you, in front of you, behind you, your group leader, your counselors. So they are the angels. Angels mean messenger. Doesn't mean that you must have two wings and wear a white garment to be considered an angel. Angel means a messenger. And if you carry a message from God, you are an angel in this term. So, been here 1 week now, do we feel more comfort and sweetness than 1 week ago? If the answer is yes, even though you don't feel very, very special or striking or crying every time in prayer, but I think you're closer to God than 1 week ago. Definitely. And also, verse 3 tells us there's a place of full release nearer to the heart of God. And a place with all joy and peace nearer to the heart of God. When you come here, I don't know whether you feel the same, but when you come close to God, you feel so relaxed. I come here NYT as I'm very relaxed, like I'm on holiday. Not that I'm lazy. But I feel, hey, relaxed. I see all of you. I enjoy the environment here. We learn, pray together. I'm very relaxed. More than when we were in school studying for the test, for the grade. We don't come here for the study, for the grade. I'm sure, our dear preacher Huang will let you pass, even though you can do it once again, but eventually you all pass. So, release. Do you feel more released than 1 week ago? I think most of you do. So we are doing well. Continue to strike and pray to the nearer to the heart of God. So this afternoon before I pray, just have a brief topic. The mistake of Joseph. Remember last Monday, what was the first mistake of Joseph? Oh, you're giving back to me. Who remember? What was the first mistake of Joseph? Come on. Thinking, you got to, even it's a prayer session, even though there's no test on the prayer session, or maybe I should add one. 2 Kings chapter 12, 2 Kings chapter 12, from verse 2, tell us the first mistake. Let's talk to the second mistake. On the end of the chapter, there's one fact, one thing that King Joash was trying to do and was doing quite well. What was it? To repair the damaged temple. This is a big project because the temple has been left damaged for some time ago and nobody repaired. So he efforts to repair the temple. Now, but what was his second mistake? If you look at verse 3, his second mistake. The mistake was, even though he had a heart to reform, to change something, but his determination is not complete. He wants to change things, but not change 100%. He wants to repair the temple, because he knew by repairing the temple, people will come to worship the Lord more than before. But at the other hand, he neglected that he should destroy all the high places at the same time he repaired the temple. Otherwise, the effort of repairing the temple will go in vain. This is a very big mistake. Now, let's talk about what does the high places, what was the problem coming with the high places? There are two problems coming with the high places historically. First, let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. Now, here tell us, Solomon, he loved the Lord and was doing everything just like his father did. Except, this means except this one thing is not enough. What is it? Except he was offering in the high places. Now what? High places actually are different altars. Altars are built on the different high hills where people will offer sacrifices. Now before they have the temple, people were trying to build altar to worship God all over the places, because they think by building an altar near my house, in my backyard, or near my region, I don't have to go to Jerusalem. I don't have to travel so far away. But this is not what God wants. Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5. Brother Woody, please. Verse 5.
Verse 5. And you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses, our all the tribes, to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go.
Now, here is the law of Moses that God warned people, when you go to worship God, you just don't go anywhere. You just don't erect an altar anywhere. You must go to the place where God will erect his name. This means there are specific places. You cannot worship God your own way. You cannot worship God the way you like. And otherwise, the high places are there. So, the first mistake, the second mistake, Joash, even though he's trying to repair the true temple, but he allowed other high places continue to exist. This is the first contradiction. Now we come here, NYTS, come to learn this true gospel, come to equip our own faith, so that when we go back, we can preach the gospel to our fellow students, to preach the gospel in the same time. But we must also remove the high places. What does it mean? We must come here to pray to God, ask God to increase our faith on the concept of one true church. Because nowadays, the end time, people have all the different kind of persuasive reasons to tell you all the churches are the same. They all love Jesus. We are all going to heaven. Why you are so exclusive? Why you are so selfish, proclaiming yourself you're the only true church? Now, if you come here, yeah, I enjoy all this sermon, but we cannot accept there's only one true church. That means you are like Joash. We are like Joash. Yes, we want to repair the temple, but we allow all the high places building all everywhere around. Look at the Bible. Worship God. Not everywhere. Not everywhere you want, but must come to the specific place where which God erect his name. Today there are so many churches. How many churches really bear the name of Jesus, you tell me? Very, very few. How many churches really have the Holy Spirit and keep all the truth? So far, we only see other high places. Yet they are worshiping God, but not in a complete way. So, when we come here, we must try to ask God, if your faith is not very strong in the aspect, ask God, increase my faith. Just like all we hear about this testimony, our dear sister, even though she was from Muslim background, but she was chosen by God, having so much experience to prove this is the true church. So, we must come here to remove the high places. Now, secondly, what does these high places can represent? Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 7 to 8. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 7 to 8, please. You see how sins can spread. First, the mistake of Solomon is that he didn't remove high places. He didn't follow God's way strictly, even though he tried to build a temple. But now, the high places become more and more corrupted. His morality has declined, and he introduced worshipping of different idols from his wives. And this kind of worship in these high places are very corrupted. It's involved in sexual immorality. They think that by committing fornication, sexual immorality, they are worshiping this, their own gods. Today, many people will tell you, many young fellow, your friend, your colleague will tell you that, well, we don't believe in God. We want to behave promiscuously, adulterously. We want to do what we want from our body. Actually, this is a religion, isn't it? They believe in using the body to gratify their own desires. Just like the people worshipping Baal or Moloch, there was a religion. This is detestable. This kind of concept, what you see from Hollywood, from the internet, from all the TV program, from apostles, all of these are religion to teach us to live a corrupted life. But we must remove these high places. We must remove these high places. Otherwise, we come here to repair the temple superficially. Will be in vain. Yeah, we can come here to pray 2 hours a day. We can come here to learn all this teaching. But if we do not have the determination, when we go back, stepping out in 1 week time, stepping out this chapel, when I go back to my own dormitory, when I go back to my own place, when I open up my computer, when I turn on the TV program, if I do not want to make a change, that means what we do here 2 weeks shall be in vain. We must remove the high places. There was a brother. Before he came to NYTS, he had an unbeliever girlfriend outside. Before he come to NYTS, he didn't feel anything wrong because his heart is not sensitive to God's heart. Just like what we say, the hymn we say, the more nearer to God's heart, the more sensitive you will be, to God's demand, God's thinking. But when you are so far, you don't care. After 2 weeks MITS, be so close to God. And during his prayer, he was thinking about his way. Now, I am having this so close physically to an unbeliever. This is a great temptation I'm putting myself in. I'm having too many altars, too many high places. So he has decided, now I'm too young. I'm still studying yet. And this is an unbeliever girl. So when I go back, during his prayer, he was determined. When I go back, I will say, we should not be close anymore. We should cut off this relationship. Because it's not leading me to any good faith. So when you go back, I tell the girlfriend, now, from now, stop. Sorry, his girlfriend, right? Yeah, tell her, now, stop our relationship. This is a painful experience, painful. It's not easy. Don't think, oh yeah, you stop, oh, bye-bye. No. Cry. So hurt. But at the same time, when she prays, she feels that, even though he's crying, but it's tears of righteousness, tears of repentance, tears of determination to change, because it demolished the altar of the high places. And then from then on, the temple of God can be bigger. And then there was another brother. Before coming to MITS, like watching cable TV so much. All the rubbish junk program, every day was feeding on that. Heart was so polluted. You know, when your heart is so occupied, you don't have heart for God. When your heart is, you watch too much TV program, internet things. When you close your eyes, just thinking about these things. How can you read the Bible? The Bible have no graphic inside. So many words. You can fall asleep in 10 seconds. Because if the mind is so occupied. So he determined, he hear all the teaching. When I go back, I cannot control myself watching cable TV. What should I do? Tell the mom, cut the subscription. Because I cannot control myself. You control for me. Cut it for me. This is God's determination. So it's very important. We come here to pray so much, hear the word of God so much. But are there any high places which is hiding in your corner, the bottom of your heart, which you know you should remove, but actually, you put it for a while there. Yeah, I know why Joash didn't want to remove it, because it will be painful. You'll offend many people if you remove them. You'll not feel comfortable. Just allow them to be there. It's okay. Just focus on the temple. It doesn't work. Because all these high places in later will bring trouble to Joash and the whole country. And in later, during his whole life, he go back to worship all the temple, all the idols. Because he did not remove. Just like if you see the weed in the garden, what do? If you just cut from the top, next week it come again. even grow faster because you stimulate the growth, isn't it? But you dig it, uproot it. Even though I have a hole there, mean painful, but we'll come back soon. So during our prayer, we should not make the same mistake of Joash. Concluding, we read one verse. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 1, verse 10. This is the spiritual process of doing anything related to God and spiritual growth. First, demolish, tear down, destroy. This is the first process. Doesn't mean that everybody have the same problem, but we all have our own problem. Maybe we have nothing to do with lust or TV program, but maybe we have another rare concept, cannot submit to the truth. So ask God to destroy them for us. Only God can destroy, plus our determination. And then go build, plant, and prosper. So now please all come forward to pray together and ask God to help us to demolish all the high places in our hearts.